What happens to us in life happens to us in two different places, on the outside and on the inside. And in fact, it's on the inside where we experience emotions like joy, delight, fear, and failure. So have you ever found yourself feeling like you're dying on the inside? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to A Different Perspective, as this week we take a look at life on the inside. And listen, stay tuned, because in just a few minutes, I'll be telling you about a very special booklet that I'd love to send you. It's called Victory Against Impossible Odds, to help you live in the victory that Jesus died and rose again to give you, no matter what this world may throw at you. I was sitting next to an older man recently in the bus, and I thought, I would just love to know your life story. Yet through the anonymity of the internet, so many people come to our website, ChristianityWorks.com, and ask for prayer for things in their lives that, in most cases, they could never talk to anyone else about. And it never ceases to amaze me how great their need is. This week, anonymously, I'd like to share some of those with you, starting with someone who writes, "I'm just dying inside." I always remember the story of a young doctor who used to visit wealthy houses in a suburb near where I used to live. And he said, you know, it doesn't matter how many houses he went into, all these large, wealthy people in big houses, he said time after time after time, in almost all of them, there was some form of tragedy or abuse or drug abuse or marriage breakdown. And I guess that's the thing, isn't it? At the train station, at the bus stop, you just don't know. You look at a person and you see this blank face and you think, what happened to them yesterday or last night or today? What's going on in their hearts? What are they feeling right now? Joy or pain or boredom or emptiness or loss or gain? You don't know. And sadly, so often, no one cares either. It's the same with us too. We go out there in life, we may have had an argument or a hurt or a pain, or we may be feeling desperately, desperately lonely. And we go out, we go to the bus stop or the train station or to work, and we put the face on that hides what's going on in our heart. When people send prayer requests to our website at ChristianityWorks.com, it's interesting how the anonymity of the internet allows people to be much more open and frank with what's going on in their lives, in a way that's quite different to face-to-face contact, where they'd be much more inhibited about talking about themselves. And this week, on A Different Perspective, I'd like to walk through some of the really common types of prayer requests that we get, quite anonymously, of course, not talking about anyone's names or particular circumstances, but just look through some of those things, because to me, those many prayer requests are kind of like a cross-section of what's going on in the lives of the people at my bus stop and my train station. One of the ones that we often get, and this one is a typical example, is the sense of, I'm falling. I'm plagued by dread and doubt and depression. I've stopped having contact with people and I'm afraid of being judged. Now, I recently had one like that from a person who said, I'm just dying inside. And this person identified themselves as someone who actually believed in Jesus Christ. They identified themselves as a Christian. I wonder how many people feel like they're dying inside. Despite all the worldly goods and things that we have around us, whether they've ever met Jesus before or whether they're Christians, they live in this centerless, materialistic world with more choices than we can poke a stick at, and yet they have this sense that they're dying inside. It is so sad to see people to be surrounded by all the good things that they could ever want, every comfort, every luxury, and yet still to be dying inside. All sorts of things promise a new life and a new beginning, and I tried a lot of them before I became a Christian. And they're okay for a while, but ultimately they lead to disappointment. They don't work. Religion doesn't work. I love the fact that Jesus specialized in people who were dying inside. The prostitute, this woman who was so despised, yet obviously still had a business. Obviously there were men in the society who were using her and paying for the privilege, but this prostitute who just kind of saw Jesus, and he encouraged her and he stood up for her when the religious leaders wanted to belittle her and to kick her out. The demon-possessed man the Gerasene demoniac, this man who was like an animal living in a graveyard amongst the gravestones. And Jesus went and touched him. All sorts of people, widows, unhealthy people, Jesus went and healed them. But something more than that, there was compassion. There was a reality, an authenticity, a Jesus who just wanted to put his arms around these people and love them. I remember a time in my life when I drove a large flash car and lived in a huge house with gold taps and was so full of my own self-importance as an international consultant that sat with boards and CEOs of large corporations. And the first time I met Jesus under a tree after a church service, I've got to tell you, I hadn't been to a church for years other than the odd wedding or funeral. I went to this church service and I went out afterwards and sat down under a tree, and for the first time, I encountered life. When I gave my life to Jesus, it was like I was a little balloon full of helium. You know, it was like I was floating, the most awesome experience of my life. And it wasn't until after I did that I could look back on my life and think, there I was with a big car and the big house and the self-importance, but all along, deep inside, I had a sense of being an imposter, a sense of dread and doubt and depression, just like this person who sent this prayer request to us last week, afraid of being judged. I wanted to be so high and mighty, but inside there was a secret fear. And so I put on a strong exterior, a strong face. That stuff is completely, completely gone. Why? What happened? Because over the last 10 years, I've spent hours and hours and hours quietly in the presence of God, praying, listening, reading his word, just sitting quietly to hear what he had to say and tasting his goodness, seeing his hand on my life, feeling the blessing of his goodness all around me and what he did and how he interacted with me as he puts his spirit inside each one of us. And the greatest thing, the most important thing for me was over a period of many years of spending time with him, finally coming to grips with the fact that all my failures, all of them, were paid for by Jesus on the cross. And today I know I have a right standing with him. There's no dread, no doubt, no depression, no fear of being judged, because in Jesus Christ, God accepted me. In Jesus Christ, God accepts me. And in Jesus Christ, God accepts you. We need never, ever feel as though we are dying inside. And the reason quite plainly is this, because Jesus has already done the dying for us. Because Jesus has already suffered the pain of all our failures and inadequacies. And he just waits, he longs to spend hours and hours and hours with you and with me, quietly, beautifully, gently, pouring his love and his grace and his blessing and his goodness into our very soul and spirit and being. We need never, ever again feel as though we are dying inside. Just before we go, there's something truly important that I'd like to share with you. As we're discovering in this series, life can be tough. Well, you didn't need me to tell you that. You already knew it because you've been there. And sometimes, let's face it, our circumstances seem completely impossible. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet called Victory Against Impossible Odds. It's full of life-changing, practical Bible teaching to help you live in the victory that Jesus died and rose again to give you, no matter what life throws at you. To request your free copy, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be on its way to your inbox in just seconds. But this is the very last week that this particular booklet will be available, so don't miss out. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.